Hare Krishna. Okay. Good morning, everyone. Nice to see all the smiling faces today. Hari Hari. And professors in the audience as well. I better watch what I'm saying then, huh? Okay, so I think we've had lots of nice classes to try and inspire devotees to meditate on this time of year, the Prabhupada Winter Marathon. So, you know, Vaisheshika Prabhu has been giving so many nice seminars, and Jai Krishna Prabhu and Mother Guru Charana Padma, she gave really so a beautiful class, so simple and sublime, you know. And then, anyway, and we had Vrindavan Chandra Prabhu. He's very, he's an engineer, so he lays everything out nicely, so I don't think I can compete with those standards, but I'll do my best. You know? Okay, so we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 25, text 264, and the chapter and title is The Residents of Varanasi Become Vaishnavas. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. To deliver the fallen souls, the Lord travelled from country to country. He personally tasted the transcendental pleasure of devotional service, and he simultaneously spread the cult of devotion everywhere. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally travelled to different regions of India to spread the bhakti cult throughout the country. He also personally relished transcendental activities. By his personal behavior, he has given an example for devotees to follow. That is, one should broadcast the cult of devotional service. He specifically instructed his devotees to enjoin all Indians to broadcast this message throughout the world. Because at that time, the Lord could not personally travel to other parts of the world. In this regard, he has left two instructions. Bharata bhumi te hoila manusha janmayar janma satakakari karapara upakar. All Indians should seriously take up the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and should perfect their lives by adopting the process of devotional service. After perfecting their lives, they should broadcast this message all over the world for the welfare of all human beings. Para upakar. A Vaishnava is especially interested in para upakar, doing good to others. Prahlad Maharaj was also interested in this. He did not want to be delivered alone. Rather, he wanted to deliver all fallen souls who are bereft of knowledge, of bhakti, and who misuse their intelligence for the temporary benefit of the material body. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also wanted his mission spread all over the world. Prithivite acheyata nagaradigram savatar prachara hoibe moranam. In every town and village, the chanting of my name will be heard. Chaitanya Bhagwat, Antya 4.1.2.6. Following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are trying to broadcast his message throughout the world. By his mercy, people are taking this movement very seriously. Indeed, our books are extensively distributed in the Western countries, especially in America and Europe. Even the ecclesiastical orders in these countries are appreciating the value of the Krishna consciousness movement and are ready to unite for the highest benefit of human society. The followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may therefore take this movement seriously and broadcast it throughout the world from village to village and from town to town, just as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yad Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Vancha Kalpa Turubhyas Char Kripa Sindhubhya Epacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the translation again. To deliver all fallen souls, the Lord traveled from country to country, and he personally tasted the transcendental pleasure of devotional service, and he simultaneously spread the cult of devotion everywhere. So it's a beautiful purport, and Srila Prabhupada in this purport is quoting some very familiar regular verses, like he's saying that Bharata Bhumite Hoile Manushya Janma Yar Janma Sataka Kari Karapara Upakar. It says those who have taken their birth in Bharat Bhumi or India, or are from there in some way, shape or form, then it's their duty to spread the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the welfare of all conditioned souls. And he's also saying, Prithivite Ache Yata Nagaradigram Savatara Pachara Hoibe Moranam. So we've heard that before. Every town and village, you know, the Lord's holy name will be spread. And he's saying that the literatures are being spread in an amazing way in America and Europe, you know. So devotees like the ones who are sitting in front of me, you know, and they're doing this work of spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. And today, Sutapa has taken a traveling party up to Sheffield. They're going to be based in Sheffield and do Sankirtan in the north of the country, and get those towns that don't see the devotees so much, so regularly. So this preaching activity is so important. So somebody was saying that, oh, you know, Bhaktivedanta Manor is becoming like a Hindu temple, you know. So I said jokingly well, there's two type of spirit souls. There's normal spirit souls and Hindu spirit souls. I was being sarcastic, you know. Actually, as far as I'm concerned, whoever comes to Bhaktivedanta Manor, as long as they are a spirit soul, you know, I'm happy to serve them. You know, I'm happy to encourage them in developing their Krishna bhakti. So actually, yeah. So whoever comes, you know, Krishna is sending so many nice people. I was here on Saturday, and I had some really nice people who turned up. There was a couple, a young couple, who came all the way from Coventry, English couple. Now the lady had got a copy of Bhagavad Gita, and she'd tried her best to read it, and she understood some of it, but she said it was quite high, you know. But from that she got enough motivation that she said to her husband, let's go all the way, you know. I don't know, is it 2 hours from Coventry or 1.5 hours or something? So it's a long way to come, and they've never been here before, so it can be quite daunting, you know, to go to a different place. And then, you know, when sometimes they think, oh, you know, these Hare Krishnas, you know, what they're going to do, that they're going to brainwash us, or they're going to hypnotize us, or they put something in the food, you know. So some people may have some conception, like, because you never know, you know. So anyway, they did come, and I happened to meet them. I was just carrying some boxes around, and I saw them coming, so I thought maybe I'll just direct them to, you know, tell them where the entrance is. But then I realized their first time here, and so then I took them around. They spent 2 hours here at the temple. They were in Prabhupada's rooms, and in the Vrindavan Darshan room. They were here for aarti, and they took prasad. They were here for the talk. And then at the end, they were so happy, so inspired. You know, they took some books, Science of Self-Realization, and they took Hidden Glories of India. And the lady already had the Bhagavad Gita. And they got beads, you know, and they taught them how to chant Hare Krishna mantra. They gave a donation. And the gentleman, before he left, he said, his eyes looked like they were very bright. He said, I tried to look into this Krishna consciousness before, you know, some years back, but I couldn't connect with it. He said, but now, he said, to coming here today, it all makes so much sense. It was like, oh, it's great, you know. And then just last week also, there was this kind of an Indian couple who came. From their dress, they appeared like quite well-to-do, you know. So I spoke to them and I took them around, took them to Prabhupada's rooms. I was telling them about Srila Prabhupada's mission and how he left India at an elderly age, and he went on a cargo vessel to America on the order of his guru to spread the mission. And he went through so many difficulties. And then I explained that he met George Harrison, and George Harrison helped to publish. He gave money for publishing the Krishna book. So if you see in the front of the Krishna book, there is a foreword by George Harrison, and in the end it says, "All you need is love," in brackets, Krishna, and then Haribol, George Harrison. You know? So I showed this couple that, and I showed a couple of the chapter titles and a couple of pictures. And then this man, he says, "Oh, I've got to have this book. I've got to have this book." So I said, "Okay, I'll try and get you the Krishna book." You know? So I was running around. I couldn't find it. But I remembered I had a deluxe edition in my car, you know. You know, the big one, you know, like. So I said, "Well, if you wait, 5 minutes or some, I'll go and get it." So they sat in the temple room. So I went to the car, got the deluxe edition, and then I thought, well, I might as well give them a few extra books as well, because they were quite interested in Srila Prabhupada and his mission. So I said, there's a Prabhupada biography, that'll do. And then, Science of Self-Realization, you know, because everybody wants to realize their self, isn't it? He says, "I've come to realize myself." You know? This is the place to come and realize. So anyway, I came back here, they were sitting here. Then I thought, okay, I might as well give them some japa beads as well, you know, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's his mission, to get people to chant Hare Krishna. So they were sitting here in this big, massive book, you know, the deluxe edition Krishna book, all in one. It's like, and then I said, "Well, you know, you were inquisitive about Srila Prabhupada, and if you read this book, it'll tell you all about Prabhupada, and it'll bring tears to your eyes, because this book, it really contains the true life story of a saint, you know." And then I said, "And this book is questions and answers." And I said, "It has some chanting beads as well, and, you know, how to chant." So I thought, well, rather than say it's this much, you know, I just thought I'll leave them to it, you know. So then they went to Ujjwala at reception, and they gave her £101, you know. And so, but you could see these people are really eager. They're very, very eager to... So Krishna is sending so many people, and I was thinking that he can send so many more people if we are prepared, if we are geared to look after them, you know, and he can send an unlimited number of people. So what I was going to do today is I had a few Sankirtan stories to share with you, and then I'll share some kind of things about, you know, what is this. You know, every year we do the winter marathon, Prabhupada marathon, or some people call it the Christmas marathon, you know, call it what you will, marathon. Of course, in Scotland we had, six marathons a year. So our winter marathon, I think there wasn't much time when we went on a marathon. So the winter marathon, they would start at the end of November and finish at the end of January. So you guys, if you think you've got 24 days or something like that, and you think it's tough, then you're getting it easy. You know? So Jai Krishna, he was giving a class the other day, and he mentioned about, you know, us, me and him, we were partners, Sanctam partners, and this was in 1980. We were on a traveling party in Leicester, and it was Pranabandhu, Atmani Vedna Maharaj, Dwarka Puri, Jai Krishna, myself. There was Balabhadra, he was a Prabhupada disciple, and there was a few other devotees. And we were just new. We didn't have any bhakta training or nothing. We just came in the temple. We were only here for 2 days and then get booked back on and get out the door. And we didn't... Anyway, so we didn't know any better. We were young. And then in 1981... we were in Leicester again. We were staying at the Cromford Street Hindu Temple It was an old run-down building because we didn't have an ISKCON temple there. Vishwambar helped to establish the ISKCON temple in Leicester since then, you know, so we were very grateful to him for doing that wonderful service. And it was a Cromford Street. It was a crummy place, you know, so this place was falling down. But anyway, we did door to door over in Leicester. We were going to every door. And then it was the worst winter for 100 years in the UK. It was just, the snow came down and it was turned into ice, and it was there for most part of the month, you know. And Soho Street Temple couldn't keep up with their mortgage payments, so the bank wanted to reclaim it. So it was a marathon, you know, to try and get some money to save Soho Street Temple. It was an all-out marathon. So somehow or other we were out there. We didn't even have the proper gear. We didn't have coats. We had chadors and sandals or whatever it was. So I remember we knocked on one door, and this was like 9:30 at night, and it was snowing in Leicester, and there was nobody else in the street. And it was these orange street lamps you could see, and it snowed so much that the road and the pavement, you couldn't tell the difference, you know. So we knocked on this door, and then this guy opened the door. He's looking. There's nobody else on the street. You know, and it's snowing. It's just me and Jai Krishna stood there. He was like, he said, 9:30. He said, what do you want? I said, you know, we said, oh, we're monks. You know, we're from the Hare Krishna temple. It's like, which planet did you come from? But, you know, we thought, you know, we're trying to raise some funds. And we had these books to distribute. So we were trying all day. We've been out all day, you know. And then I think he felt sorry for us because it was freezing outside, and you know, so he said, look, just come inside, you know. We came in the house and we preached to him and we showed him the books, we told him what we're doing and that. And somehow or other he became very kind of understanding, and he was very, he was quite moved by what we were trying to do. So he gave £108. So in 1981, £108 was a lot of money then, you know. But we needed a lot of money to try and save Soho Street. So that was one of the things there. So, like Jai Krishna said, it was so cold that we would kick a ball of ice on the way back to try and keep warm, you know. So, and then there was another thing in Leicester. It was also 1981. There was an English devotee called Divya Simha. Some of you might remember him from the early days. And Jai Krishna, we were all on that same traveling party. We were staying at that Leicester Hindu Mandir. We were doing door-to-door the whole of Leicester. And then what happened is Jai Krishna and Divya Simha, they knocked on one boy's door, you know, and he opened the door and said, what is it, you know? And he said, oh, we're from the Hare Krishna temple. We're just popping round and we've got these nice books. And they showed him some books. So he was interested. He took a couple of books. But he said, well, I've been, after work, you know, all the change in my pockets, I just put it into this big bottle, you know, like one of those big whiskey bottles, the giant one. So he said, what I'll do is I'll empty it out. You can just take the whole bottle with all the coins in it, you know. And then we told him, actually, that we're staying at the Hindu temple at Cromford Street in Highfields. So we'll be there for a month or so. So if you have any questions from reading the books or you want any more books, you know where to find us, you know. So, and then we carried on. And then about a week later, he cycled up to the Hindu temple there, and he met us. He said, oh, I've read this book. Can I get another book? And what does this mean? And things like that. So we told him, yeah, fine. And then we said to him, actually, the next day is Lord Nityananda's appearance day. And we had a life member called Rajan Jani, who was quite wealthy. He had a nice house. And they had agreed to make a big feast and do a program for Lord Nityananda's appearance day at their house, because we didn't have any ISKCON temples up there at the time. So we gave him the address. Said, why don't you come down and you can be there for the Lord Nityananda's appearance day? So anyway, we went the next day. We had a massive kirtan in Rajan Jani's house. I'm sure we annoyed the neighbors. And I think his wife cooked about 22 preparations, you know. In those days, prasadam was quite austere. It was very austere. And then this boy, he actually cycled there. He came for the program. And he saw our plates piled up like this, you know. So, you know, he thought that's how you're meant to do it, you know. So he piled up his... So we said to them, are you gonna eat it or climb it? So anyway, he had such a good time that he was unable to cycle after that. So Sakya Ras had to put his bicycle in the car and give him a lift home. So that was his first experience of Krishna consciousness, apart from getting the book at the door. But then a few weeks later, we were leaving Leicester to come back to the manor. So he met us on Narbara Road with his rucksack, you know, and he jumped in, and that devotee is Gadadhar, our Gadadhar, you know. And of course he had his Elvis hairstyle and his Elvis, you know, he was an Elvis fan. So, yeah, he had the whole gear and everything. Anyway, so you never know, you know, who you're going to meet, who you're going to... And then we were doing, me and Sakya Ras were doing shop to shop in South London and then house to house as well. And we went to a place called the Wid Gift Centre in Croydon. We were doing all the shops, and then we went to some kind of gift shop, you know, not fancy, you know. We went there, and there was this man, and we were speaking to him, and said, "Look, you know, we're from the Hare Krishna Temple, and we're doing so many good activities. We've got some books, and can you give a donation and things like that?" So he seemed like a nice, pious Indian man, and his brother was there as well. So they gave a little donation, took a few books, and they said, "Why don't you come to the house? Why don't you come?" They gave us the address of the house and said, "Why don't you come to the house and, you know, we'll invite the rest of the family." So what we did was a day later we went to the house and we took the instruments. We had a nice program there, and we had this Fairchild projectors. It was like a suitcase, and you open it, and it's like a video projector, these big cassettes, you know. And it was the world of Hare Krishna. So there was about 15, 20 people there. We played that to them, and we told them, "Oh, you know, Swami Prabhupada established this Krishna consciousness movement, and many people are becoming life members, you know. They're donating and taking the books, and they're helping us to spread the message of Lord Krishna all over the world." So about 5 or 6 of them became life members, you know. So then we kept visiting that family, and from that family, Varsana Mataji, you know Varsana? She was there. She was the daughter of the gentleman. And then Amrita, you know, there, and the mother. So we would sometimes afterwards, we would stay at their house, and then 2-3 days, and we would do Sankirtan in that area. So like that, we also met... We were in Bromley doing door-to-door, me and Sakya Ras. We went to this shop, a newspaper shop, and this gentleman, you know, we told him, "Hare Krishna, we've got these nice books," and, you know, he said, I'm an atheist, I don't believe in all this stuff, you know. He said, "But the kids are upstairs, you know, they're not kids, but they're like 18 and 21 or something." He said, "You know, you can show them, if they're interested, that's their problem, you know." He says, I'm not into that, you know. So we tried with the kids. And they were quite nice. And then they took some book and gave some donation. And the following week, they came here on the Sunday program. And that was Navadvip Chandra in Romford, or, you know, what's it? Hornchurch. And his sister, became, what's her name? Yeah. So she became a full-time devotee. They were all initiated devotees. So like that, we got a whole list of so many people we've been to, you know. Some of them were selling meat in their shops and things like that. But Prabhupada's books and devotees going out, it's just like transformation, you know, transformation. So, yeah, we met Govinda Prabhu in Edinburgh, right, you know. So we're trying to sell him a book, and maybe he didn't have the money or didn't. But anyway, we said, "Okay, well, if you can't take the book, why don't you go and get us a pint of milk or a block of butter to take back to the temple?" So... Because that day I didn't go on the main street. I wanted to go somewhere quiet, you know, some off the beaten track. And then, what was that area called? Huh? Right. So there's only a few shops. There's Scotmid. There's a Scotmid there. Yeah? A small. Then anyway, he thought, "Well, strange request. You know, I'm just walking down the road. Somebody just asked me for a pint of milk." Then he thought, "Well, okay, what's the harm, you know?" What's the worst thing he can do with it is drink it. So anyway, he came back with a pint of milk. So then I just remembered, oh, we had the leaflets for the Namhata in Edinburgh every Friday. So I said, oh, by the way, here, they got this, leaflet. You can come down, you know, we're there every Friday. And lo and behold, that Friday he turned up, you know. He can't, and then the rest is history. You know? So, you know, going out there and doing the preaching. So sometimes devotees become fearful, or, you know, I have to leave my comfort zone, you know, I have to go out, or, you know, it's cold, it's miserable, or what happens if people aren't interested, or what happens if somebody says no, you know? So it's like, you know, the mind really is, you know, it, most of the time, for me at least, it's not my friend, you know? But, you know, by chanting Hare Krishna, by following regulated principles, associating with devotees, we're trying to make the mind our friend. But actually, when we go out to do this work of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Ji Ki Jai, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai, Sri Sri Gonitai Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So when we go out to do this work, missionary activities for the benefit of the fallen conditioned souls, on behalf of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna and Srila Prabhupada and all the Guru Parampara, then not only are we able to help people who are suffering greatly in the material world, who don't have any shelter, but at the same time, we also get the mercy. You know? So I would say Lord Chaitanya's mathematics is slightly different from the normal mathematics that the accountants use. You know? So it's like if you have 10 cakes and you give out 10 cakes, then you have none left with normal mathematics. But with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the more you give out, the more yours increases. You know. So I had an example of this just last week, because Sutapa said to me, oh, you know, we've got some house program, you want to come? I said, yeah, fine. So that afternoon, me and Narayan were up on Prabhupada's landing, just trying to sort out the sound equipment, test it to see if it works. Otherwise, sometimes we get to the program, we plug it all in, and it doesn't work. You know, we think, oh, these guys are going to conquer the world. Yeah? So then, anyway, we're testing. And then Kishori Gokul Anandini Mataji, the BMF secretary, she came out, and she had a plate with all these cakes on, you know. And I just saw her, and I thought, you know what, I didn't manage to get any maha to take for this family that we're going to visit this evening. So then in my mind I thought, should I ask her or should I not, you know. I thought, you know, it's not for me anyway, so I'll risk it, you know. So I said, you know, would you like to donate that plate of maha prasad? Because me and Satatpa have got a program visiting some people, but we don't, haven't got anything to take to them. You could see then the wheels were turning, you know, like, it's like, should I or shouldn't I, you know? But then she said, okay, take it. So then I thought, thank you so much, you know, it's very kind of you. I just put it aside. Anyway, she ran down the stairs to go somewhere. And then me and Narayan are just fiddling with the mics, and suddenly she comes running up the stairs, and she says, oh, it works. I said, what works? She's got another plate with cakes exactly the same, because she said, I went downstairs, somebody gave me another plate. So if you give, you will receive. And that was, you know, just last week, you know. And so she said, oh, it works. I thought it was the microphone. So I thought, okay, anyway, it does work, you know. When you give, the more you give, the more you receive, you know. So we're never the loser for sharing, you know, giving Krishna consciousness to others. So yesterday I was at the warehouse to get japa bead and different things, and then sometimes people ring in to reception, and the receptionist is like, oh my God, who shall I pass it on to? So anyway, he said, well, I don't know, but speak to... So the guy called me, it was an English gentleman, and his name was Emon, E-A-M-O-N-N, and he's about 52 years old. He said, I got your number from the reception. He said, I'm kind of at the stage at my life where I'm just wondering, you know, what I should be doing, you know. I've done so many activities. And actually, he said, I've got Swami Prabhupada's books. I've been reading his books. I'm reading something called the Srimad Bhagavatam. You know? He said, all the other things I was doing before, they don't give me happiness anymore. I just like reading these books. You know? He said, what do I do next? So it's just like, you know. But then, you know, I said, well, you can come and visit here. He's in Romford. So then I thought, okay, right, so I'm going to connect you with Navadvip Chandra, who's in Hornchurch, which is round the corner. And then I said, I'm going to connect with, what's your name again, the initiated name? Gargamuni, I keep forgetting. So I said, I'll connect you with Gargamuni because he's a similar age, you know, and also he's read the Bhagavatam four times over and the Chaitanya Charitamrita and all the things that are going, you know. So then I gave, I've contacted them and I passed on the numbers, you know. And I said, well, he can come here as well. But he was so fired up. So I thought, wow, you know, this guy, I don't think he's ever been to a temple or something. So he got the books from somewhere. And he's thinking like, you know, actually, this is the only thing. He said to me, Swami Prabhupada, he doesn't faff around, you know. He said, you get straight to the point. So it was like, wow, you know. He's getting it, you know. It really works, you know.
There's
a Mataji who does, makes, Radha Devi Dasi, she does garlands quite often, and she's helping with the book placement, you know, in prisons and hospitals and different things. So she just sent me something this morning, because she's been placing some books, you know, it's like sometimes, people, they sponsor books, you know. They say, okay. Like one guy I went to, and I said to him, you know, can you buy a Bhagavad Gita? And he said, no. He said, I don't like reading. I said, well, you know, this is a very important book. And he said, no. He said, I'm too busy, got too much work. So I said, well, if you don't want to read it, there's a penalty you have to pay. He said, what a penalty? What's the penalty? I said, the penalty is you have to sponsor books that other people have to read. He said, well, I don't mind if other people read. So I said, okay, that's the penalty. So he has to sponsor £51, so we give books out to other people. As long as I don't have to, you don't make me read, that's fine. So this, she sent me this. This is from a couple of chaplains at hospitals, you know. So it says, thank you very much for your email. You beat me with this. It says, all the 100 books you sent have already gone. You know, please could you send us some more? You know, that was one. So another one is, this is Dear Devotees, Hare Krishna. Another order from the chaplain, hospital chaplain. It says, Dear friends, a few months ago, you kindly forwarded to me a selection of publications which I have found very informative and enlightening. I would like to make these available in each of our multi-faith rooms across the NHS Trust. I currently have 5 rooms with another under construction with more to come. I cover a total of 14 hospitals and 7 community hospitals and 7 mental health institutions. If possible, I would love to receive more copies of your books if they are available, and if this is possible. I hope that you don't mind me contacting you, but I do feel it would be helpful to place copies in each of the multi-faith rooms for the benefit of all. Very best wishes, Andy, the chaplain. So, you know, people are actually reading these books. You know? So, anyway, so many miracles are happening, you know. And I think... So let's have a look here. So Srila Prabhupada's marathon is here. So, you know, I think everyone can take some part in it. Everybody can take some part in it. Either you know, like in an army, there's the front line soldiers. You know, they're right out there on the front battle line. You know, but then they can't be there unless the people in the supply chain are supplying them the ammunition and the food and doing the communications, or even making the uniforms that they're wearing, and you know, supplying the fuel and all kind, and there's all the strategists, and there's the whole thing, you know. So I was thinking, like here, in the temple, actually everything is sankirtan. So when the pujaris dress the deities very beautifully, lovingly, and very nicely. So when people come, they see the deities and they are attracted to Krishna, you know. When they come, if the temple is clean, you know, and the devotees are polite, and you know, the gardens are nice, and it's a nice atmosphere, then all the gardeners, the cleaners, the prasadam is nice, the cooks, everyone, they're all helping to attract souls to Krishna. So it's all sankirtan. You know? So everything is sankirtan, and it doesn't just happen in the month of December. It's actually all year round. You know, all year round. You know, giving Krishna consciousness. It's an activity that it's fundamental to our movement. You know. All the six Goswamis, you know, they were writing books, and all their followers distributing books all the way and sharing Krishna consciousness. So it's a movement, and it's a mission, you know. So what does movement indicate? It means moving, you know, doing things. And what's the opposite of movement? Stagnant. Yeah. Who said that? Okay, yeah, so... So if you're not, if you want to be in the movement, you have to move and do something, you know, and spread the mission, you know, some way or other, you know, people can go out, they can encourage the devotees that are going out, they can do the backup, they can cook for them, they can serve, they do something, you know, to help give Krishna consciousness to others and become part of that great mercy. He said, it's really a great opportunity for us to be involved, and books are the basis. They're the basis. So without the books, you know, we wouldn't be reading this, you know. We just have a table there, you know. The books are the basis, preaching is the essence, purity is the force, and utility is the principles. So somebody says, oh, you're monks, why are you using a car? You know. He said, you're supposed to not wear shoes, you're supposed to be a monk and renounce everything. So I said, okay, fine. Would you or would you not agree that everything belongs to God? And they said, yeah, everything belongs to God. Okay, so if we use something in the service of God, is it okay or not? He said, well, I suppose it's okay then. So then, if you're using it for whatever, for the service of God, then its utility is the principle. Then we're using it for the person it belongs to. You know, rather than, and I said, the stuff that you have, you're not using it for God, so you're a thief. So he thinks, oh, I shouldn't have asked that question. Yeah, so I think in India, they had placed some books, Prabhupada's books, in a very prominent Delhi bookstore, you know, thinking that right in the front window. And they think, okay, we'll do loads of books there, but actually not so many books sold, because it's not just the shop or the salesman in the shop, but the books go because of the enthusiasm of the devotees and because of the purity, you know, and their desire. So anyway, there's so many things. So anyway, those of you who are here, you already know what's happening, and those who are listening online, then we encourage them to, you know, go on the website krishna.com or bhaktivedantamana.co.uk, and they can be involved somehow or other. We have the kids' sankirtan party, we have supermarket sankirtan party, we have street distribution, we have door-to-door, we have Gita Jayanti coming on the 26th of December, where people can, you know, sponsor, you know, however many, 5, 10, 100, 500, how many books they want, you know. So they can get in contact with Bhakta David. He doesn't only serve milk, but he serves books as well, you know. And Antaranga Prabhu, you know, he's coordinating from here. So there's so many ways to get involved. So, you know, I wish everyone, all the best with their efforts to try and please Srila Prabhupada. Please Srila Prabhupada in his Sankirtan movement and his mission. And I just wanted to play something for you, if I can find it. Because I think I did play it once before, some time ago, but it's always nice to remember it. So why Srila Prabhupada was comfortable in Vrindavan, he was happy there, but he took on some austerity on behalf of the mission, and I'll just play this for you so you can hear what he said. Hopefully you can. Is it coming on? Okay, 1 second. There we go.
Now on, that's back again. Now, here I am sitting in New York, the very great, the world's greatest city, so magnificent city. But my heart is always hankering after the Vrindavan.
Yes.
Yes. I'm not happy yet.
Yes.
I shall be very happy to return to my Vrindavan, that sacred place. But then why you are? Because it is my duty. I have brought some message for you people. Because I am ordered by superior, my spiritual master, that whatever you have learned, you should go to the Western country and you must distribute this knowledge. So in spite of all my difficulties, all my inconveniences, I am here because I am in duty. That is my personal convenience. If I go and sit down at Vrindavan, I shall be very comfortable there, and I will have no anxiety, nothing of the sort, you see. But I have taken all the risks in the old age, because I am in duty bound. I am in duty bound. So I have to execute my duty in spite of all my inconveniences. That is the idea. So, this is the whole thing. The whole basic principle of spiritual advancement of knowledge, one soon must be convinced that he is not this body.
So, very interesting. Prabhupada said that he was comfortable in Vrindavan, but he's gone all the way to America at an old age with, you know, so much difficulty. He said he's not happy in New York, but he's doing it to, because it's his order of the Guru Maharaj, you know. So he's doing out of duty, you know. So it's amazing, you know, at that old age, you know. So, you know, then we think, you know, we're not, most of us aren't as old as Prabhupada was when he left, you know, to travel there. So at least we got, you know, we can use our energies for doing that, the same work that he went out to do, you know. And that was nice. And then this one, last one, and then we'll just finish there.
So we have to simply take instruction from Guru, and if we execute that to our heart and soul, that is success. That is practical. I have no personal qualification, but I simply try to satisfy my Guru. That's all. My Guru Maharaj asked me that if you get some money, you print books. So, there was a private meeting talking, some of my important God brothers also there. It was in Radhakunda. So, Guru Maharaj was speaking to me that since we have got this Bhagavajar marble temple, there has been so many dissensions. And everyone is thinking we'll occupy this room or that room. this temple and the marvel and print some book here. So I took up this from his mouth that he's very fond of books, and he told me personally that if you get some money, print books. That's what I'm stressing on this point. Where is book? Where is book? Where is book? So kindly help me. This is my request. Print as many books in as many languages and distribute throughout the whole world. Then Krishna consciousness movement will automatically increase.
Okay, there you have it. Yeah? So right from the mouth of the Acharya. So I think I'll stop there. I've gone on long enough. So thank you very much for your kind patience. And Okay. So is there any questions or any comments or corrections? All right. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON Guru Vrinda ki. Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda ji ki jai. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Shri Sankirtan Mahayagya ki. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Haribo.